suppose it's hard to kind of look at the league in one team. I suppose Clare's performances have carried on from last year. So I suppose if you're looking at picking a team, it would be, I suppose, those. Kilkenny, obviously, as always, have been very, very strong. Like, but like even last year, they showed us when we were playing in the 1A league that it's very competitive. And, you know, there's only a couple of points between a lot of teams, and home venues would have made a big difference there, you know. So, like we were in a relegation final last year against Clare and ended up in the All-Ireland final. So, I suppose the competitiveness of the league wouldn't lead to show that there's only one team going well, you know. There's a lot of the teams in 1A, as we saw with Tipperary, going very strongly, you know. So I suppose if you pick one, I suppose, like, it's hard to look past Clare and Kilkenny, really, like, you know, after their performances so far in the league.
If we were to ask you to pick out an award, a moment of the campaign so far?
I suppose looking outside ourselves, I suppose it would have to be the Tip and Kilkenny match, I suppose. Unfortunately for a goalkeeper, to see the amount of goals going in isn't very nice, but I suppose as a spectator, it was a great game of hurling to watch. Like, it was nip and tuck, and, you know, both teams went at it, and, you know, the amount of goals and fantastic scores that went in that day were just phenomenal. Like, you know, again, like, feeling very sorry for the goalkeepers, as I've been there a lot myself, leaving in that many goals, but I suppose hurling, when you see goals going in, brings a great excitement to spectators and even the people playing. Like, you know, it makes it for a very open and fast game. So I suppose if that's one moment, I suppose that would be the one. All right, that game, I thought it was a great game above Nolan Park.
What's made the league so good this year?
I think it's competitiveness. I think every team can beat any team in any given day, you know. And, like, I think that carries through to the championship as well. Like, when you're looking at the teams playing against each other, home advantage would make a huge, you know, a huge benefit for a lot of teams. But, like, even teams are travelling away there and, like, barely losing by a point or two against the odds, or, you know, even nip, like, you know, just pipping teams by the post, like, you know, and stuff like that. So, like, I think competitiveness is what's after leading to the league being so watched and, I suppose, so successful in the last 2 years, in my opinion.
Will the league influence the championship?
It's hard to say. Like, if you looked at the form of last year, you wouldn't have thought Cork and Clare would have made All Ireland final after being in the relegation battle. But it helps teams, because no team wants to lose on any given day. You know, there's no such thing as going out saying, oh, it's only the league or anything like that. It'll lead to a good championship by the looks of things. I think that, you know, the pace of the hurling is phenomenal. Again, unfortunately for a goalkeeper, there's an awful lot of goals going in. But for a spectator, that's a great sight again. I don't know, like, you can't really predict the winner in the All-Ireland, yes. You know, you still have your few favourites, I suppose, but the league will definitely benefit teams to get them ready for the first round championship, which is coming up in the next few weeks. Like,
who's your outstanding player so far this year?
I suppose I stay away from our own lads again. I suppose, like, going back to that Tip and Kilkenny game, the performances that Seamus Callanan and Colin Finlay put in that there, I suppose, were just phenomenal. Like, you know, I think they got two or three goals each in that game, so, and they carried their form throughout the league, so I suppose it'd be hard to pick between the two of those, really, I'd say.
Okay, and then I sense I might know the answer to this question already, but in terms of who will win on Sunday, Galway against Kilkenny, Clare against Tipperary, are you going for Clare and Kilkenny based on them being your teams of the year so far?
You know, like, I know saying that, again, you don't know on Sunday. It's honestly, like, you know, so far I would say Clare and Kilkenny have performed the best, and, you know, I suppose the league table would have shown that, but, like, Clare and Tipperary is going to be a fantastic game. Like, you know, anytime they've met the last 2 weeks and months, it's been very high-scoring and very competitive games, and, like, Galway are after getting the Port Humner lads back into their squad now as well, which is going to strengthen it up, obviously. So, you know, going by form, you probably think Clare and Kilkenny, but, geez, I'm not just sitting on the fence hope, because I know we'll be meeting, you know, we might meet one of them in championships, so I better not say who's going to win or lose, but I think it's going to be two fantastic games, and it's a great spectacle for people to be able to sit down either up there and watch them or on the television, and just, you know, it's a great, and hopefully the weather will hold up and lead to two cracking games and, you know, show the strength of hurling at the moment, really.
Before I let you go, from a Cork perspective, you must be quite happy with how 2014 has started, and there's plenty of potential in the tank looking forward to the championship.
Yeah, it's difficult to say after being in Division 1B because, you know, you had a lot of travelling and, you know, it was a hard campaign. Like, you know, every team we played, it was just so competitive and so close. Like, you know, and a lot of people would have expected us to beat a number of teams well and stuff, you know, and we struggled against a lot of teams because they upped their game so much. And I think Lee showed that against Clare, especially the last day in the quarterfinal, like, you know, and they put up with such a fantastic performance. I don't know, like, you don't really know where you're at until you hit championship, really. Like, you know, it's like the league has definitely benefited us, and the Tipperary match showed us the level we have to reach, because those teams I named out there a while ago are ahead of us at the moment, and we really must strive to get back up to that level if we've any hope of, you know, progressing in the championship. But look, things haven't been going too badly. Like, you know, we've been training well together as a group. You know, it's been going okay. Like, so hopefully when it kicks into to May, June and July, we'll be there or thereabouts anyway.
And to finish, you know, you've hit the big time when someone is naming something after you in your chosen field. The whole talk of the Nash rule, do you find it a bit embarrassing? Are you uncomfortable with that level of attention?
I don't really like talking about it, to be honest, because it's not my rule, first of all. Second of all, like, it's just something that a lot of people have asked me about, and look, one way or the other, let them come up with a solution to it. Whatever is better for hurling, if they want to come up with it and just do it, but the sooner it's put to bed, the better, because, like, there's people giving opinions left, right and centre on it, and I'm not going to be giving mine, really, because, like, there's no point until the people sit down and decide if they whether to change the rules or not. That's up to themselves, but the sooner it's finished with, the better, to be honest, like, because there's an awful lot of, how would I say, kind of circus acts going around with it, like, you know, and a lot of people commenting on it that may not know a lot about it, or, you know, may know an awful lot about it, but as soon as it's passed, the better, I think, anyway, mainly. That'd be my own opinion, anyway.
May 2014 deliver what you and Cork deserve. We wish you well for the year ahead, Anthony, and greatly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.